Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Friday, May the 10th. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams is with me. You guys, good to see you. Good to be with you.
Good to be here.
Okay? Yes, yeah. Good to be here.
Let's mention, hey, we got Mother's Day coming up. And some of you, that's a painful time because you aren't one or you had one that was really rough to be with. And there's nothing more honoring, we've said it many times, than to become a person. Maybe your mom could have never, ever helped you figure out how to be. But I hope it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, wherever you are on that world of motherhood. And I'm so grateful for my mom and all that she's done. Cancer survivor, lost my brother early in life. That's never easy when you lose a child. And then my father died quite young and early, but my mom probably has laughed more than any woman I've ever heard, full of friends, and I honor her today. Now, the other thing I want to honor, Chris, is you did some great work with some folks at Finding Freedom when we were together the last time. Chris, Finding Freedom is for anybody that's stuck in any area, and we're going to do this again really soon, and I was so thrilled to see you facilitate one of the groups at Finding Freedom. But what do you think is the appeal to the people that come there? Why are they so glad and so willing to work so hard when they come?
Well, there are so many times in life where we repeat painful patterns or we find ourselves stuck on the same issue over and over and over again. And I'm just saying what you're saying about mothers. There's a person in my group who had a really, really hard time with female relationships in his life, causing a lot of pain and a lot of repeated patterns. And he had a very, very hard relationship, painful relationship with his mom. And he was able to identify the root of those patterns and find the pathway to work through that in his healing, to find freedom so that he can be a better connector in the world and have more satisfying relationship. And to be honest, I am chomping at the bit to get to this next one because it is so empowering to be with other people, confronting some of life's most difficult moments, but most importantly, to get a front row seat to God's redemption in people's pain. And that's what we experience at the Finding Freedom Weekend.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the word root. We get to the root beneath the mulch. You know, a lot of times you just see the stuff on the surface. And we're down there dealing with the roots of things so that you're not always hammering away at something that you just, it just comes right back. We help you get rid of this, and it's really an amazing experience, whether it's an addiction or compulsion or maybe it's a habit or an obsession of the mind or whatever. We'll help you with it at Finding Freedom. You come and join us for that. I don't think you'll ever, ever regret it. And the number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Right now, let us go and talk with, how about we talk with Pat, Seattle, Washington. Hi, Pat. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. What's happening in your life?
Well, I called this morning because I thought that the brain doctor was still going to be on, but the gal that I talked to said she didn't know if you guys could help me, or so
well,
here I am.
Dr. Keffer used to work with the brain doctor, so I think we might be able to. And then
might
I actually had a brain at one time. So I'll tell you what, you hold on, and we're going to go to this break. The music snuck up on me a little early, as it
Thank
sometimes
you.
Does. And then when we come back, we'll hear your question. But I would imagine Dr. Keffer is going to be able to handle that for you. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we would love to come alongside you. Take care of that thing that has been coming alongside you way, way too long. We'll be back right after this.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Back to Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Sherry Keffer, author of Intimate Deception. Chris Williams, got Pat on the phone, and she has a brainy question that she would like to ask. What's the question?
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to preface it a little bit and tell you who I am within about 30 seconds. I'm 75, and mm-hmm. I'm a young 75, very active.
Good.
Eat exceptionally well, and mm-hmm. I'm a born-again Christian, so I take my sins to the Lord, and He helps me so much.
Great.
So my question is, I have to explain to you what's going on first, right?
Okay.
I started having headaches years ago, and they're different kind of headaches than a regular headache. They're kind of spot headaches, and they mm-hmm. can start at the top of my head and move around all over the place. They can mm-hmm. be here 5 minutes and gone 10, or here 3 days. I mean, they're just very weird.
Yeah.
And then recently in the last year, I've been kind of almost fainting. I'll get these really dizzy things quickly, and I've never totally fainted. My head feels full a lot.
Yeah.
And it seems to be more on the left-hand side. And also, I hear noises now and then.
Okay.
And that really freaks me out.
Now let me ask you before I turn
schizophrenic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before I turn this over to Sherry, what have you done? Have you gone to a medical doctor or anybody to have them check out symptoms?
Yeah. Yep.
What do they say?
They don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've been to naturopathic doctors. I've been to the Tahoma Clinic in Seattle with Jonathan Wright. He doesn't. Uh-huh. Actually, they didn't address my headaches. I've been to a neurologist who was going to put me on these nightmares. He said it's got to get way worse before it gets better.
Oh, boy.
And I just, you know, I didn't go for that because he said you'll have nightmares and all kinds of things. So
okay. Well, let me see what Sherry has to say.
Yeah.
She may not, because it is such a physiological thing you're talking about here. But Sherry, what do you think
when
you hear this?
And I think we get so confused and lose heart, right? Because it's been 10 years. You were 65 when these came on?
Well, at least, if not sooner.
Okay.
But I worked in a nail salon for years and doing acrylic nails, and I don't know, but I've been, you know, I've been under chelation. I've had the metal taken out of my teeth. I mean, I've gone the gamut. So
you've gone the gamut in trying to figure this out. Have you had any car accidents in the last decade?
No.
Or, okay.
No.
So
uh-uh.
I think if Dr. Amen were here, he would probably, you know, encourage you with as much as you've done to try to figure this out. And you still are young. Mm-hmm. You're healthy, right? 75 and healthy. He might encourage you to pop in and take a look at your brain. Because working in a nail salon, I often think about this when I go in, sitting in that toxin all day long.
I know.
Can actually, it actually can shrink our brain in mm-hmm. the sense that it makes it less effective. But that doesn't mean that you have to stay with the brain you have. You can do things mm-hmm. to bolster it. Have you ever tried neurobiofeedback, any type of neurobiofeedback?
No.
That would be the step I would have you go. And let me tell you why. Because it sounds to me like your brain is kindled. It's turned up. It's turned up. Anxiety comes from overactive basal ganglia. And maybe active basal ganglia, there's something called the cingulate gyrus. It's these parts of the brain, and there's many, many other parts. I'm making it very simple, but they get turned up, and then the brain doesn't know how to calm itself or turn itself down. So if you haven't ever tried neurobiofeedback or something like that, I would try that. Something else you might try is GABA. There's a supplement that's called GABA that is calming also on the brain. And headaches can actually be caused from too much blood flow. So I would be working on things that are going to calm your brain, but I'd start with neurobiofeedback, maybe even try some yoga or something like that to help your brain get more times of relax. That'd be my thought.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd call his clinic because I do know there's a product that he's created where you don't get scanned, and it's helpful. And then, of course, there's always the best, which is you go on into the clinic and you get scanned and worked up, and they do the best that they can from their angle because they have a different approach than most people, and I think that's why you were
calming.
Yeah, to and talk
there's
with
there
him,
are so. Places. It's in Bellevue,
yeah.
So it's so close to you. It's just a puddle jump over for you, Pat. And with as much questions as you have, I would definitely encourage you to go get a scan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I'm really, really glad that you called, and you hold on. We'll, why don't we send you his book, and I think it'll just lay out for you some of these practical things to do, but can't encourage you more to get the help that you need. He's a great friend of this ministry, friend of mine, and Sherry's, and Chris, and we really appreciate the way that he helps us see this is an organ. This isn't your soul. This is your brain. It's an organ, and it needs all the help it can get to do well. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more information about any of that or anything else that we do here. How about we talk with Mary from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling, I've been married, I am married, I'm sorry. My husband went to a 35 rehab for alcohol and drugs. He went to the EMB, he confessed his infidelity yesterday to me.
When did he go to Every Man's Battle? When did he go?
This last one.
Okay, just past weekend.
And yesterday he confessed his infidelity. It's not one, it's more like about 10.
So sorry.
I know. I don't know what to do. He says that because there's been times that I've rejected him in our marriage. He's done that.
He said that yesterday, or when he confessed to you, he said that. Or
yeah,
is that something before Every Man's Battle?
No, before he went to Every Man's Battle. At the beginning of our marriage. You know, he felt rejected.
And I would hope
that led him to...
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. I would hope that a man wouldn't come back from Every Man's Battle and make this full disclosure and say, yes, because you rejected me. That would just be... obviously, he didn't get it. So he didn't say that. Okay, so that had to be horrific for you to hear that, right?
Yes. I don't know what to do. I love him, and I know he loves me, but I know he has these three problems, which is the hugest is the infidelity. Does he need rehab again? Or I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go to like Al-Anon support group, like you guys told me, but I don't know what else to do. Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. I mean, you called when the author of the award-winning Intimate Deception is right here. So, Sherry, this has got to be horrible. What should she do?
So, Mary, I'm sad. I think that it sounds like, are you in any kind of support right now or no? So you kind of had this told to you, and you're probably just devastated. I mean, this is a very different thing than finding out about the alcohol and drugs. This is personal, right? This impacts you. So the first thing I want to tell you is that, one, it doesn't matter what he's told you in the past.
Right.
It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was his choice, and he's had serial affairs. They've been going on, and you didn't know about it. And so the steps that often happen when we first find out is we are a little in shock, and then we're trying to figure out how all this could have happened right under our nose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the first thing I would have you do is get connected with someone that can help you begin to unpack the pain of the impact of betrayal. And at the same time, I think it's a good idea for you and your husband to be looking at and talking about what type of treatment that might be good for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, sometimes my preference is that the first thing that happens isn't full disclosure, that the person, you know, your husband might have gotten a therapist, and you guys see that therapist a couple of times, and then the therapist facilitate the full disclosure. Now, that didn't happen, but if you guys would get with a marriage and family therapist, then that person could help you understand what this means, because it isn't all, I know it's just hard to hear anything like this, but it isn't all of your relationship. This was not the entirety of it, these affairs, and there is tremendous hope here when a guy is willing to come humble himself and say to you, here's what I've been doing, and here's the last thing in the world I ever want to do again. And hopefully, here's my plan for making sure it never happens again.
Yeah, and Mary.
Can I tell you how I felt?
Yeah, sure.
Please do.
The way he confessed it was because he was under the influence, and he has been accusing me that I have been cheated on him, and I have never cheated on him. So he was expecting, by him confessing, that I would confess something that I have not committed.
So okay, what
I
that,
didn't hear
what,
and I'm sorry or anything.
So Mary, what that's called is gaslighting.
Yeah,
there's a term for that. In my book, I talk about gaslighting. Gaslighting is when somebody is lying about or hiding something they're doing, but then they make us believe that it's us. They tell us that it's us, and it can be very confusing. And so because he was using when he confessed, it's hard to even really know what's true. Mm-hmm. I imagine that he has had many, many affairs. But like Steve suggested, it's really important that you guys get into treatment and with someone who really understands betrayal trauma and understands sex addiction. Not every therapist is created equal in this. And so you need someone that really gets it and can help set up a path. Because he's dually addicted, right? He's got the sex addiction, serial cheating, and then he's got alcohol and drugs.
He has a phenomenal amount of historical pain that he's bleeding on to Mary.
Yeah. Right.
And until he addresses that pain and seeks the healing, and he's going to have to get sober. And though the information has been put out there, I would say this from his perspective. If he was under the influence, he has not disclosed. That was not a disclosure.
Right.
Yeah. No, a lot of they'll come home and they'll share something, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's the whole of it.
No.
But what would you suggest for him? I mean, Chris, and knowing all your work with folks that are dually addicted, you work with folks that struggle with sex addiction and alcohol addictions, and he's got several things going on here.
He has, in addition to strong recovery, he's got to get sobriety, but he's got to get into trauma therapy, some trauma recovery. So I would suggest he be able to get back into treatment. I know he's been to a lot of different places, but he's got to get to that underlying trauma.
There's a group right in LA that I'd love you guys to get into. It's Dan Drake's group. We've had Dan on Banyan Therapy, but I can help point you in their direction because they're right in LA.
Yeah, and
thank you.
You know, to just think that he has gone to this weekend and really felt like he needed to share something with you, but he does it under the influence. I mean, it just shows you how much help he still needs. So, and just, we say it all the time, until you deal with that chemical problem, you know, you're not really going to be able to deal with anything else. And they're very different problems, different symptoms, but they have a spiritual solution in common. It's a path, literally, to spiritual transformation and restoration. That's where we like to see people go in this. So if you've got an addiction problem or somebody that has one, call us and let us get that person to the place where they most need to be. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And, you know, if you can help us, I'll send you 8 books, $30 a month to join Club New Life, our New Life Best Of Library. 8 books. They'll be yours, our way of saying thank you. We'll be back.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're going to send Intimate Deception, Dr. Sherry Keffer, award-winning book. It really helps you if you have been betrayed. It does a couple of things, maybe 3 things. Here's how this happened. Here are the consequences of it. And here is what you can do to experience hope and help and healing. It's all right there. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to order a copy of that. So many people betrayed because the problem of sexual integrity is so pervasive throughout everywhere. All right. How about let's talk to Gene. Toms River, New Jersey is the station. Hi there. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, Gene. What's going on with you today? How could we help?
Well, there's a lot going on. I am right now in a period of separation from a man I've been married to for over 40 years, actually. Throughout the marriage, he has been periodically very abusive to me and to my adult children. At one time, he put my then 17-year-old daughter into the hospital, and I didn't leave him.
What happened to him when he did that? What did the police do when he did that?
They arrested him, and he went into a mandated rehab program.
Yeah, okay.
And came out and began drinking again within not too long a period of time. Mm. In the time that we've been married, he did have one period of about 4 years of sobriety, which was a complete miracle to me, but always went back.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
Well, it's a bit involved, but my question basically is, why do I have this terror of being alone, of being abandoned, to the point that I'm not going to take him back right away now. He's away, and I'm glad he's away. And I'm not suggesting that I'm going to call him and say, I'll drop the no contact order and bring you home. I'm not suggesting that, but I am periodically through my entire life involved myself with destructive men when I was younger. Couldn't bear it when they left me. Couldn't bear it when they left me, even though now I'm glad that they left me. He has not left me. This man has not left me.
Hey, let me answer your question.
Sure.
You want to hear an answer?
Okay.
This is another one of these Captain Obvious answers that I should not be giving. I should go for something deeper. The reason that you are so afraid of being alone is because you're alone. You don't have people in your life. Some of it's because of the shame of being married to this guy. But see, you are alone. And at least he's something. And you'd rather be attached to something than nothing, because mommy and daddy didn't teach you how to go out there in this world and develop healthy connections. That's how you ended up marrying a guy like this. You didn't have anybody around you to say, hey, honey, I got to tell you, I'm not feeling good about this guy. I don't think this is going to work for you. So you end up making the decision to marry him alone. You maintain your lonely life without connection. That's why our whole ministry is based on God's truth in redemptive connection. I bet you've never been in a redemptive relationship. Tell me about, what was it like with your father? What was that relationship like?
My father was 67 when I was born, and my father was extremely remote from me.
Okay.
Very remote, and if you can call it love, I was only loved if I did the right things in his
eyes,
and I knew that.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so it's all about what you did.
My mother had been an orphan, and same thing. Exactly. It always was. It always was. If you don't measure up, we won't love you. And I have to just say, I do have friendships. I do have Christian women in my life who are my friends, and I do go out and interact with them. I do, but when I am alone in the house, I am in utter, sometimes, in utter desperation. And my adult son, said to me earlier, you're already alone.
Okay, now that is so true, but listen, how many of those women have you told them how desperate you are to not be alone?
A few.
Uh-huh.
A few.
And so are they coming around? Are they helping you? Are they... What's the reaction?
One or two... Yes, one or two are welcoming to me. I have one friend that if she is home, I can walk into her door and, you know, and let things out. So I do have those things.
But you know Do you know what you have? You have a root, Jean. You have a root that hasn't been tended to yet. And the reason I know that is because you've been abused so many times and tolerated so much pain because there's actually a scared little girl inside.
And that's why we're glad you called us. You hold on. We're going to give you some help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back talking with Jean and about this loneliness. And Sherry, you just said there's a lonely little girl in there. Talk to Jean. Help her, please.
So, hey, Jean, thanks for giving us such great information about your family. Because this is the deal. Mm-hmm. Your mom was an orphan. And so more than likely, she had her own attachment issues. And so sometimes with folks, and I'm not saying this is with everybody, so please don't hear it as a general statement, but sometimes people haven't learned how to nurture well. And my sense with you is with a dad who was remote and possibly a mom that didn't know how to nurture you well, I think you might have been left in places where you felt alone often. Sometimes kids feel that they're put in a playpen without anybody there to really spend time with them. They might sleep in their crib. They might end up holding their own bottle in order to feed themselves. But those kind of experiences, and you probably have your own, can set a child up for terror. So tell us one that you have that would make sense from what I just said.
An experience like that?
Yeah, where you felt terror as a little girl, felt alone.
Well, I have a memory which is very, very vague, but I believe is real, and I believe I was very, very young, of crying and being left to cry.
Yep.
I was standing up, so I was probably a toddler. But my older brother saying to my mother, "Are you just going to leave that baby to cry?"
There you go, girl.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the root. Because you've got a body memory of that. In fact, your body is holding the terror. The body is kind of wanting you to remember that on a daily basis, but it's not working for you in light of helping you calm down and make good choices about your safety, right? And so...
No, I remember it all the time. I mean, it's a true memory, but I know it's something.
It's alive and well. So if I was working with you, I would do something called EMDR, which stands for Eye Movement Desensitization Reprocessing. And I would target that memory. I would have you target that, and because the negative belief is I'm in danger, right? And so that memory's been stored in your primal brain, but you don't have to stay a scared little girl. You can get into a trauma therapist, target that, and find relax back in your body. And once you're not so terrified of being alone, you can make some good choices about how to stay safe from this person that's abused you forever. And I would suggest you consider not going back.
Yeah. And, you know, that fear, I believe, just destroys our faith, because we continue to want God to, you know, take it away. And you know, the Bible says that love, true love, will cast out fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it's authentic, real love from the Father, not some New Age philosopher or something, it empowers us. And then, you know, when we gather with other folks and when we have those accountable relationships and encouraging relationships, we go beyond, and then we can really start to do some things we've never been able to do before. And that's what I'm praying for you, that you're going to be able to do some things that you just haven't had the courage to do.
And there'd be some, Steve, can I add just one quick thing?
Yeah.
Especially as children, when we have painful experiences with what I call blank space, no adult to fill in this loving, caring, healing space for us, we fill in that blank space. And that looks like and sounds like shame. Like Jean is carrying not enough, I don't measure up, I'm unseen, I'm unheard, I don't matter, I'm unworthy. So when she is alone, that voice inside of her yells at her. And that's why she can't be alone, and that's why she goes to these destructive relationships.
Mm.
So being able to heal that shameful voice inside, but you're right, Sherry, she's going to have to go back to where that thing started.
Yeah. Good. So I'm going to send you, Healing is a Choice. I think that would be very, very helpful. And then let's send Leslie Vernick's book to her.
That's
Steve,
a great idea.
Thank you.
Man.
I was thinking about that when we started.
Relationships. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And,
thank you.
Oh, boy. I am so sorry for what you're going through. I want to talk to Kim, Los Angeles, California. KKLA is the station. And, Kim, how you doing? Kim, are you there? Okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to go back to Kim and hold on,
Kim. Sounds like she just popped on, Steve.
She did.
Yep.
She did. But if she'll just wait just a second, we'll get to her. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. And Larry, let's tell people about this great gift we have for anybody that'll sign up for Club New Life today.
Well, the gift is an 8-book set that we're calling The Best of the Best. And it's the books that are written by our New Life host. And those include Healing is a Choice that you wrote, Steve.
Yeah.
Changes That Heal, Henry Cloud. Boundaries, John Townsend, Henry Cloud. I didn't bring the list with me. I'm doing this
from
memory.
Well, we've also got How We Love from my own Kay Yurkovich. We have Intimate Deception by Dr. Sherry Keffer. Forgiving What You'll Never Forget by Dave Stoop. Healing is a Choice by me. Every Man's Battle by me. And Secrets Women Keep by Jill. These are amazing to have as a little library of helping other folks.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. If you had those books, you could pretty much unravel most story problems.
You could be
and
a host on this radio
you
program.
Could. Yeah. I mean, they're good. They're great books.
$129 if you bought them all one by one. If you'll sign up for Club New Life, $30 a month or more, those books are yours. And if you're a current Club New Life member, if you would increase your giving $10 a month, we'll send you that set of books.
Wow. Okay, what did you just say? So if somebody just increases their by $10, you'll send the same set? Okay, so that's amazing. Because that is
so
12 months, $10. I mean, you're giving to our cause and you're getting the books for free. So
you help
think
others,
about
and
it.
You get to help yourself.
Just
pretty
10
cool.
bucks.
And and the bottom line is you are helping people. That's why we want you to give. We don't want you to help us in studio here or us as a ministry, other than we can reach out and reach more people. That's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. To call us right now, 1-800-NEWLIFE, and say, I want to be part of Club New Life. All right. Thank you, Larry. And 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, how about we go to Kim from Los Angeles? Kim, I'm glad that you're there. How could we help today?
So thank you that you guys picked me in the first place to ask my question. But I don't even know how to pinpoint my question, but basically I have a four-month-old son. His father, a few weeks ago, I'd say about six, 7 weeks ago, told me that he is leaving me for another woman.
Oh, God.
And it is the most devastating blow to be dealt, you know. I think it's comparable to a death, even, you know, I would say, to do it now, you know, to do this.
Certainly.
To do this at all, but to do it now, you know.
Yeah.
He, believe it or not, he doesn't want to be pegged as a bad person.
He's
still coming to be with the baby. Yeah, he still comes to be with the baby and is adamant that he's going to be there and be, you know, a father to him.
Well,
and
he needs to,
this.
He needs to connect with somebody at his emotional maturity level so he comes to see the baby.
Emotional
maturity
level.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's functioning as a
I've
child when he's saying, I want to be a good
yeah.
person, but I'm going to go and leave the mother of my child. You know, it's just
he'll be 37 years old this year. It just shocks me that he would do this. What's even more devastating is that it's for an ex, his ex-girlfriend, just previous to me, whom he has a child with, one son with as well.
Okay.
So,
all right, so what
understand?
Is the question for us? What's our question that we could help you with?
My question is, as a person who was, I feel like I'm paying consequences, you know, of my sin, because I knew that I was engaging in and in a bit of an immoral relationship. All of our goals were geared towards marriage and everything, but in reality, we weren't married. So I feel like I'm suffering consequences, you know, of my actions. But I guess with that, knowing that God forgives me for the sin, how do I deal with these consequences? Because this is just shaking me to the core, you know, that a person could do this to leave you with a two-month-old baby and leave you... I mean, it's so painful at times. I'm losing my breath. I can't even breathe, you know?
Mm, so, right. Well,
how do you pick up?
At least, you know, you're talking to us, and we're going to try to give you some help here right after the music stops and we go to a break. Come back, we'll go with you. You're listening to New Life Live. Glad that you are. And this is the kind of stuff we get ourselves into when we're not in redemptive relationship, connected with others. That's what we want for you. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking to Kim. Her husband wants to be viewed as a really good person, although he has left her with a new baby to go back to the ex. And Kim, why don't you just hang on here. Sherry's got some great, great wisdom for you. I'm really glad that you called. Sherry?
So, Kim, you're breaking my heart. You know why?
Why? Yeah,
well, you're reminding me a little bit about me. When I was in a situation where I also made a decision to get involved with somebody who I knew there was some immoral things going on. And you know what? I actually believed that maybe our relationship, that things would change.
Would bring him.
Yep. Yeah. Is that what you thought too? That...
Absolutely. We would read the Bible together. We would go to church. We discussed getting married. I have a ring, you know, and all of that. But, you know, we weren't married.
Well, and it landed me with a lifetime of porn, affairs, prostitutes. And so you've got a little baby now that you've got to tend to. But I want to talk quickly about a couple things. First off, the taking your breath away. So I've got a chapter in my book called Shell Shocked, and I talk about the 20 reasons to stop the crazy train. You've been betrayed, and you, like me, chose a man who had some sexual integrity issues. And so what I want to do is two things. I want to substantiate the shock, the difficulty breathing, your how did all this happen, the bewilderment, that's all a part of trauma. The other thing I want you to do is I want this to, like me, become a lesson, a painful lesson in waking up, a painful lesson in having to look, to not go into denial when we're in a relationship with someone that has sexual integrity issues. And to look at that squarely in the face and not lie to ourselves. Because the consequences...
Speaking of sexual integrity...
Yeah, go ahead.
I definitely thought that he was certain about how I felt about sexuality and things like that. Because I made him wait almost a year. And nowadays, it doesn't really happen. And I know that doesn't... you know, solidify that he's going to respect you or anything, but I thought he would understand that I was very serious about that.
I get it, but see how you came up with this little trick in your own mind? I'm going to make him wait a year. We're not going to be married. We're going to get pregnant. And then he still betrayed me. This is the deal. What you didn't keep in your mind is what I want to really help you see, is you got involved with a man who had a baby with another girl.
Yes.
And so you didn't see that as a risk factor.
Unwed to her as well.
Yeah. You didn't see that as a risk factor. You went into your own mind, went into denial. You minimized it. You closed your eyes to it, my dear. And you believed that if you set up this thing that said, okay, I'll make him wait a year and then we'll have sex. And then, you know, we got pregnant.
Well, I didn't go into it intending to make him wait that long.
Okay.
wanted to be sure and, you know,
but you're acting like you said you thought you'd be sure he knew how important it was, acting like a guy like that, that it would matter what you wanted or what you was important
right.
to you. It didn't matter
right.
because he has his own agenda, and you were willing to lie to yourself out of desperation. That was the problem that you were in. You were desperate. Otherwise, you would not have married a man who had another baby out of wedlock.
But they didn't marry. You guys haven't married, right?
Yeah, which is even more humiliating. No,
well,
we actually
didn't. Oh, I'm sorry,
marry.
I missed that.
And
yeah.
I wasn't at all desperate for this.
No, you
guy.
Loved him. You loved him. And
I loved him. Yeah,
you idealized him.
Yeah.
Denial makes us go into fantasy. I went there too. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know, God loves you. God is going to be there for you just like he was Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
Hagar was a concubine. And she got caught mm-hmm. up in a situation where she had to have somebody else's baby. But you know what? God
yeah.
stayed with her. And I want you to know he's going to be with you in this time. But I don't want you to leave this conversation today with Steve, Chris, and I with your eyes closed. I want you to see that I made a risky decision, and he did to mm-hmm. me what he did to this other woman.
Yeah, yeah, identical. Yeah,
I don't
Almost
want you
identical.
To. I don't yeah, want you to do that again. Yeah. I don't want you to make a decision like
yeah.
that again.
Oh, God knows I will never do this again.
Well, Kim, here's the key.
So shocking.
Here's the key. As you wake up to the pain, as you work through it, as you heal. What I want you know what your standards are, right? You know what your you do not find a person who you try to convince into your standards. You find a person who matches your standards. You don't need to convince any
right.
guy that's worth your time to wait if that's your standard.
Right?
Right.
And I didn't
Yeah, and so you don't have to sacrifice your standards so that he'll be with you.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course,
but there
played.
Wasn't. But there wasn't.
Him,
but there
so.
Wasn't well, hard conversations like about it. Is what I'm yeah. saying.
So,
and
girl,
I
want Terry. You to trust his behavior, not his words. You
yeah.
trusted his words, and
yeah.
that's how you got off the track. You
that's
need to
right.
trust their behaviors.
Hmm. And we do things that we never dream. I don't know of any young woman that at age 10 is thinking, "Boy, I can't wait to grow up and have a baby with somebody that isn't married to me." You know, you want the dream. But we get desperate, and we do desperate things, and we end up with desperate people. Intimate deception is going to help you heal, along with, I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice also. I hope you could get to Restore. Maybe we could find somebody that would get a scholarship for you. It's July the 19th in Dallas. Finding Freedom is September the 20th, and our 12 Steps to Happier conference is October the 5th. Intimacy in Marriage, the 28th of June, and Every Man's Battle, June 7th. If he'd go to Every Man's Battle, I would pay a scholarship for him, because that's where he needs to be. Oh, my goodness. Hey, call us and let us help you. Maybe it's a book, a resource, perhaps it's a workshop or a counselor. Something we do could help you. We've been doing this a long time, over 30 years, and we've seen literal transformations, miraculous transformation. People headed one way, they're going a different way now because they trusted God and let him do a work, and we were so fortunate to get to be part of that experience. You call us and let us help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you have financial problems, we've got some people that don't have financial problems, and they put into the lives of others, and it's exciting when they get to see somebody take a gift they've given and turn it into a transformed life. So don't let money stand in the way. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help. Now, we need your help. A gift of any amount, I'll send you a wonderful insulated tote bag. You can take the grocery store, the pool, wherever. It's one of the best things we've offered. And then we have a T-shirt for $100 that says this on it: I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt. Then in parentheses it says, and a lot of satisfaction too. It's very overpriced, $100, very undervalued. We put that toward helping other people. You can't get it as a gift. You can give it as a gift, but you have to buy it. $100 t-shirt to help us through these summer months. And then, of course, our library, 8 of the best books ever if you join Club New Life for $30. Don't not do nothing. Get some help. Start by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks to all of you who support us, listen, watch, and pray for us. See you
next
time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.